Hello, and welcome to Unique Exposures Podcast. Unique Exposures is a photo sharing website started by Barbara Lopez, where people could share their love of photography. Her vision would grow to build a site where those same photography enthusiasts could learn from each other, help one another, and bond to form a little family of support and interaction. In the Unique Exposures Podcast, she will endeavor to learn more about each member, their photography, and their lives outside of photography.
Hi, this is Barbara, and this is Unique Exposures Podcast number 1. The guest today is John Dolphin from Perth, Australia, and our name is Gumnut. So, it's a gumnut.
Gumnuts are a woody seed capsule on eucalypts. They can be varying sizes from really small, about 5 mil across, to fairly big, about 50 mil across, bigger. They also provide food for things like cockatoos that will eat the seeds or little greedy things that live inside.
Okay, and for those who are listening, they can see a picture of gumnuts on the forum. You can do a search on the forum and your picture will show up of all the different varieties of gumnuts you took pictures of. So how did you get that nickname? What made you pick that name?
I don't know, actually. It just seemed adequate at the time. I thought it sounded Australian.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a nut.
All right, that does sort of fit, yes. And which kind of brings me to, you're not really Australian, or now you are legally Australian, but where are you from originally?
Yeah, I had the operation.
Yes.
I'm originally from Lancashire in England, which is, unfortunately, they've changed the boundary and it's now in Cheshire, but when I was there, it was in Lancashire, near Liverpool and Manchester, a little place called Warrington. And I've lost a lot of my accent. I should talk more like Thomas the Tank Engine, you know.
Oh, my son Mikhail loves Thomas the Tank Engine. So how did you get to Australia? What brought you there?
An aeroplane.
An aeroplane, good. Didn't fly there on your own.
Well, I thought about walking, but being only 14 at the time.
You were 14? Okay.
Yeah, the family came over. Mm. What we call 10-pound poms.
What's that mean?
It was a immigration thing that the Australian government had where if you had we had 5 children in the family, and if you had a large family, they would actually fly you over here and you would live in a hostel until you found somewhere to live, and it would cost you £10.
That's interesting.
For the whole family. It was one way to get them to populate Australia, I guess.
So when did you get involved with photography?
a while back. Well, my son's 23 and it was before he was born. But, I mean, you know, he was only taking pictures, you know what I mean. It was not involved in, I don't really think I've ever been involved in photography as such. It's just been fun.
Well, I don't know if I agree with you there. You get very involved. Yeah, good pictures. So what was your first camera?
Not counting the Kodak Instamatic.
Okay.
It was a Pentax K1000. Mm-hmm. I went to a duty-free shop and said, I want a camera, which is pretty basic. Mm-hmm. And the guy said, well, do you want a camera to take pictures or do you want a camera to learn on? And I said, I want a camera to learn on. So he said, here you go, you won't do better than a K1000. So I bought a K1000, and I think it cost about $200.
And so then I guess your interest in photography progressed a little bit more from just taking pictures.
Well, then I had to learn how to use it, yeah.
Yes. And how did you go about that process?
Initially, trial and error. Reading the book, that always helps. I'm trying to figure out how f-stops refer to shutter speeds and how they relate to each other and stuff like that. Learning the limitations of what a K1000 can do with only one lens on it, and also exploring what you can make it do that maybe it, you know, wasn't actually really designed to do. But then, of course, you buy a couple of lenses for it and sort of expand on that, a flash, and it will just, yeah, the more you learn, the more you want to know, and the more you want to experiment and do more stuff. Then I joined a camera club in the hope of learning more. And it was an interesting experience. Lots of different photographers using lots of different cameras. Some really flash, new, automatic, this, that, and the other. And learning that some of the people in the camera club were taking brilliant pictures and not knowing what on earth they were doing.
What are some things that you did with the camera club? Like, did they have events or...?
They had two meetings a month. It's a long time since I've been there, so I'm just going by memory. Two meetings a month. One meeting would be a workshop, which was really good. You learned a lot. The other meeting would be a competition where you would take in photos and they would have a judge and you'd have your nice, brilliant photo on a mat up on the wall, and the judge would pull it apart and you'd go home crying. You know. Just the usual stuff. And they would have outings where a group of you would go, say, into the city at night time doing night photography, or maybe down to Fremantle, and then have a little competition where you'd have to take photos of various things. And then the one with the best photos was the winner. And, yeah, it was a very interactive and active club. It's still going.
Do you have any pictures on Unique Exposures that won anything or on your site?
I can't remember now. I think that Spider Macro one did. Only because it was like different.
That was your avatar for a while too, right? On the forum?
Yeah, well, part of it was, yeah. I can't remember. I can't remember what photos won.
Well, what would you say are your favorite kinds of photography that you like to do? I mean, if you had your choice on any given day, what you'd like to go out and take a picture of, what would you say is your favorite?
That's hard. I mean, my favorite, I guess, changes with my mood. Mm-hmm. I like messing. I like fiddling and doing silly things with the camera, like taking the lens off and putting it on backwards and seeing how close I can get to something. I like wide angle. I would really, really, really like a wide angle lens, something, you know, that would take in almost 180 degrees and take photos of things that are really close and really far in the same shot. I like flowers. I don't like taking photos of people. I think I prefer flowers to people because flowers don't go, oh, that's not a good photo, is it? Where people can do that.
Well, I personally like your flowers.
Yeah. I guess flowers are easy.
Not so.
The hard bit is, of course, you know, the weather's got to be on your side. It's got to be enough light.
A windy day, yes. And I know the answer to this, but we might as well ask for everyone else. Have you ever done weddings or portraits or any time? Did you get paid for doing photography?
I've done weddings a few. Only for people that have come up and said, look, we're not having a photographer. Can you do it, please? Mm-hmm. In which case I've gone, oh, if I have to. Mm-hmm. And the way I've worked it is I've said, okay, you pay for the film. I'll take your photos, I'll give you the film, and then you do what you like. I just can't be bothered with the messing around, getting it developed, and going through and sorting out photos and sort of, you know, putting them in albums and all that kind of stuff. So basically, I guess, no, I didn't get paid. If there was any film left over, I got to keep it. Mm-hmm. So that would be payment. And I would do both black and white and colour. I'd had two cameras by then.
I've seen some of your wedding photography, and I think you should have got paid. They were very good. Very good.
Okay. I've got to admit, I don't like wedding photography.
No, it seems
again,
like a lot of pressure.
People.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I suppose it's one of those things, the better you, or the more you do it, the more you learn how to cope with it and what to do. But when you've only done a few, and the week beforehand you're up at night thinking, what am I going to do? What am I going to do with these people? How am I going to pose them? I've got to admit, now, some of the things I did do is I made sure I went and had a look at the church,
mm-hmm.
had a look around the church. Wherever they wanted to have their photos taken, I went. Like the week before, had a good look around, see what was there. So at least I knew in my head some things before the day of what I was, you know, going to do. Plus, I always found that mother-in-laws and mothers had their input into things. Oh, can I have a photo of them like this? And can we have a photo of them like that? So,
well, could actually be a help, though.
Yeah, it could.
Okay, I guess most of the people at Unique know what equipment you're using, but just for the sake of this podcast, what cameras or equipment do you have now? What are you using now? You still have your K1000, right?
I still have my K1000.
Mm-hmm.
And it did have some black and white film in it, but now I'm having fun trying to find where I can get black and white film processed.
Right.
So, yeah. And I also have an old 1958 Kodak Retina that also has black and white film in it. And that still has black and white film in it at the moment. I've got a few cameras, but yeah, I had a ME Super, which I gave to a guy that tried to fix a lens of mine because it was broken anyway. And I said, well, here you go. As soon as you tried, you can have the camera and use it for parts. I've got another Pentax camera, which came with a lens on it. I wanted the lens, so I bought the lens and camera for $50. The camera, unfortunately, is sitting on the shelf, but the lens gets used.
Mm-hmm.
My two main cameras is my Pentax ISDS. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's got a funny star thing at the front. Which, unfortunately, somehow broken, but it still works. I just got to know what to set it on. I just use it on manual, and it works quite fine. And my Pentax K10D, which I am still trying to figure out the best way to use it. It's one of those cameras, like the K1000, there was one way you used it, and that was it. K10D, there are just so many different things you can do, different ways you can use it. So I'm still working on that one. Lenses, I've got a few, most of them cheap, probably nasty. A 400mm lens I got for free, old screw mount lens. A 135mm lens, which I got for $10. So, yeah. Other than that, I've got a few Pentax autofocus.
Where do you find these bargains?
The local pawn shops.
Pawn
you go in, like I said. Yeah, you go in, you have a look. There's a camera there with a lens on it. They want 55 for it, so you say, no, I'll give you 40. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Tell them it's a load of rubbish because you can't, you know, film's no good anymore. You don't tell them that, of course, you can use your lens on a digital camera. Although they are getting a lot harder to find these days. I've thought about eBay, but no, I don't know.
I haven't done that either. Okay. Okay, are there any things you like to do with your photography? Like graphic enhancing programs, which do you use, and what do you like to do from there?
My favorite thing, I think, is to put them in a box and shove them under the bed.
I have two boxes under my bed, but okay.
Okay. And to save them all on my computer, and yeah. That's probably about it. I mean, obviously, I have my own website, which I've got photos on, and UE. But yeah, other than that, no.
I know you have one particular favorite graphic enhancing program that you use. Well,
Okay. I only use it to fix the photos. I don't actually, I don't use it to do painting effects and all that kind of stuff. I want my photos to be photos, and I just use GIMP to edit the photos to maybe increase the contrast or shift the where the shades of grey go and all that kind of stuff, or make them into black and whites.
And what is special about GIMP? Why did you choose that one? It's free.
It's free, and it's pretty. It's got a lot in it. The only thing with GIMP is it only saves as 8-bit. So, I mean, JPEGs are 8-bit anyway. So, if you're doing JPEGs, it's not important. So it does have limitations, but other than that, it's free.
Well, that's a good reason to like it. So, outside of photography, what does John Dolphin like to do?
Well, unfortunately, I have to work.
Where do you work?
At Signs and Lines. We've just built a whole new factory. Great. Other than that, not a lot now. I volunteer at our local zoo. I go there twice a month. Probably a bit more than twice a month with other, things in between. I like to go for a bushwalk every now and then if I can. And other than that, just do normal things, try and keep my house in order. Actually, no, I don't. But I prefer to go out for a bushwalk than do that.
Okay.
But,
I wouldn't.
And drive my EH.
Okay, for those who don't know what an EH is, what is that?
A car.
A car. Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of car?
It's a 1964 Holden. Holden is an Australian branch, I guess, of GM. So equivalent to, say, Vauxhall in England, Opel in Europe, GM in the US.
Let's see, I know that I invited you to Unique Exposures, and so far, what do you like about the website? What do you like about Unique?
Variety. I mean, that's one good thing. There's a lot of different people in there, a lot of different styles, a lot of different photos, lots of photos from different places all around the world. I've seen photos of Holland, England, US, Asia. Different people's opinions on things. You read someone's take on a photo, you think, okay, yeah, I can see that. You may not necessarily agree with it, but you can see it. And,
right.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. What are some things you'd like to see different, or if anything, at Unique?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, more interaction would be nice.
Right.
It does have its quiet moments. I mean, I've got to admit, I'm as much to blame as anyone else for having quiet moments. But, I suppose it's a small group.
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone gets along nicely and has fun. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't think of anything.
Well, I'd like to see it grow personally, but I also like the intimacy, the fact that it's a small group. It has a big family feel to it. But, thank you, John, for telling all of Unique Exposures listeners more about yourself.
Hey, no worries. I forgot to say good day at the beginning, didn't I?
Let's change that. Okay. Good day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.